Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and sunny afternoon across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem has a gentle breeze. Haifa is slightly cooler, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, 5 hours ago, Netanyahu says Trump pressed him to curb Israel's response to Iranian attacks. Also, according to the Times of Israel, earlier this hour, the UN alleges record levels of settler violence in the West Bank this year. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports the IDF struck over 300 Hezbollah sites, killed 5 Gaza terrorists, and captured 50 suspects in the West Bank just 2 hours ago. Separately, Axios reports Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, in earlier reporting. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, 9 hours ago, Heritage College students lead a Holocaust memorial offering hope to survivor Peter Gasper. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, a commentator, mentioned just 2 hours ago that Switzerland might host the signing of an agreement between the U.S. and Iran, possibly on Sunday. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, noted 2 hours ago that Iran says the Strait of Hormuz administration will be decided regionally, with Oman, with no agreement on their nuclear file. Israel Hayom English reported 2 hours ago that a deal to end the war involves discussions on uranium, the Hormuz Strait, and financial aid for Tehran. Let's go deeper. Starting with Netanyahu's statement, he revealed that Trump urged restraint in Israel's response to Iranian attacks. This was during a recent ministerial meeting. The IDF chief stated that while Israel can act alone against Iran, it prefers to maintain U.S. support. This highlights ongoing regional tensions and the delicate balance of diplomacy. Turning to the UN's allegations of settler violence, the Times of Israel highlights claims that this year saw record violence levels in the West Bank. Palestinian farmers argue an IDF project aimed at stopping smuggling harmed their water infrastructure. This adds to the complex dynamics of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details extensive IDF operations. Over 300 Hezbollah sites were targeted. 5 terrorists in Gaza were killed, and 50 suspects were arrested in the West Bank. This military action aims to curtail threats along Israel's borders. It underscores the ongoing security challenges. Also, in earlier reporting from Axios, Iran launched missiles at Israel, breaking a ceasefire. Such actions could disrupt negotiations and reignite conflict. The potential for escalation remains high, impacting regional stability. Finally, the Australian Jewish News highlights a touching story. Heritage College students led a Holocaust memorial. Survivor Peter Gasper expressed hope from the student-run commemoration. This event underscores the importance of remembrance and education. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a successful method in price increases could trigger more hikes. This comes as the dollar and euro decline, yet Israeli consumers face rising costs, notably in pet food imports. Separately, as reported by Globes, Teva plans to lay off 250 employees in its API division in Israel. The company had been negotiating a sale of this division, but no deal materialized. And finally, Ynet Business reveals SpaceX, Anthropic, and OpenAI are heading for IPOs. These companies, tied to big tech initiatives, prepare for major public listings, indicating significant market moves. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.